Good morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, December 13th. Currently with fair skies, it is 39 degrees. The humidity is 65%. The wind speed is south at 17 with gusts to 26 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.32. The dew point is 28 degrees and the wind chill is 30 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Well, there's finally some good news about that oil spill that happened last week in Washington County. Mark Wilson has more.
With the help of nearly 250 people, emergency officials indicated that last week's oil spill into the creek in Washington County has now been contained. About 558,000 gallons of oil spilled into the Mill Creek from the Keystone Pipeline. This was the largest spill in the history of the Keystone Pipeline. The spill dumped not only into the nearby creek, but also into pasture land about 5 miles northeast of Washington.
Governor Laura Kelly announced that 189,000 Kansas kids are eligible for supplemental benefits through the Pandemic Electronic Benefit Program, totaling $56 million. That program provides a one-time benefit of $391 for each school-aged child who is eligible to receive free or reduced-price meals at a school through the National School Lunch Program during the 2020-21 school year. Kids who attended Head Start are also eligible. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Just three words tell you everything you need to know. They tell you why we employ more than 2,000 workers at our factory in Virginia Beach, and why over 10,000 local steel dealers are putting battery power in the hands of Americans. Just three words. Made in America. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. The majority of steel products sold in America are made in America of U.S. and foreign materials. Batteries and chargers are sourced internationally.
If there was ever a time to live united, it is now. Now is the time to speak with one voice, to build up, not tear down. It's time to join hands and live united against the problems that keep our communities from thriving. United Way fights for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. Will you volunteer or donate now at United Way?
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. More than $70 million has been secured for the state of Kansas through a legal settlement with Walgreens and CVS Pharmacies. The Kansas Attorney General's office announced on Monday that Walgreens and CVS Pharmacies have agreed to a settlement with Kansas to resolve allegations the companies contributed to the opioid addiction crisis by failing to appropriately oversee the dispensing of opioids at their stores. The AG's office anticipates the money secured for Kansas, which is $77 million, may grow as the details of the settlement are finalized. The settlements will provide more than $10.7 billion nationally and will require significant improvements in how the pharmacies handle opioids, as pharmacies must provide board court-ordered requirements for their pharmacy practices, including robust oversight to prevent fraudulent prescriptions and flag suspicious prescriptions. The proceeds from the settlement must be used to provide treatment and recovery services for people struggling with opioid use disorder. The settlements will be reviewed by participating states by the end of the year, allowing for additional parties to join during the first quarter of 2023. More than $278 million has been recovered by the AG's office related to unlawful opioid manufacturing, marketing, and distribution. And the AG's office went on to report that Kansas is engaged in other ongoing investigations and negotiations with other companies the state believes played a role in illegally fueling opioid addiction. Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt unveiled the annual overview of the health insurance market in Kansas, and this annual report details the 2023 Kansas Health Insurance Market Marketplace. Several of the enhancements Kansans can expect to see in the 2023 marketplace include the addition of a new health insurance company, where the number of health insurance companies doing business on the marketplace will increase from 7 to 8. The addition of 5 new individual health insurance plan options on the marketplace, where the total available individual and family health insurance plans will increase from 123 to 128, and the addition of 3 new dental insurance plans. This addition will increase the total number of the state's individual and family dental policies available to 19. Commissioner Schmidt stated that because more options will be available on the 2023 marketplace for Kansans to choose from, the additional health plans will help many Kansans find a plan that best fits their needs. The open enrollment period for Kansans will be from November 1st until January 15th, though Kansans who would like to start their health insurance coverage effective January 1st must enroll by Thursday, December 15th, as health insurance purchased on the marketplace between December 16th and January 15th will not begin coverage until February 1st. For more information on the 2023 Kansas Health Insurance Marketplace and open enrollment, you can visit the Kansas Insurance Department's website at insurance.kansas.gov/health-life. According to an official from the Kansas Department of Commerce, the agency has allotted $1.5 million in 2023 to help communities around the state restore aging downtown areas. Linda Hunsicker, a specialist with the Department of Commerce's Community Development Block Grants Program, said that the funds will take aim at blight in Kansas communities. She said the goal is to strategically invest grant funds to prevent the spread of blighted conditions to structures, as they want communities to improve downtown buildings so that those buildings will continue to thrive in the communities, and residents will have a nice, beautiful downtown. The awards are limited to communities based on their size. Some local governments and larger communities are not eligible for commercial rehabilitation grants. However, they may be eligible for other programs through the Kansas Department of Commerce. The Kansas Department of Commerce provides grants through its commercial rehabilitation program, where private property owners can apply for up to $250,000 to rehabilitate blighted buildings through their local government. Improvements are limited to the exterior portions of the building, asbestos abatement, lead-based paint evaluation and reduction, and correcting code violations. If a community is looking to make improvements to a historic building, it must be improved by the Kansas Historical Society. For more information on the program, including eligibility, you can visit kansascommerce.gov. The Red Cross urges blood donors to give now to help fight the potential impact of seasonal illnesses and a potentially severe flu season on the blood supply. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention predicts a serious spread of flu this year, and they're reporting an early spike in cases in several states. When seasonal illnesses increase, the number of healthy donors tends to decrease, leaving the Red Cross blood supply vulnerable to potential shortage over the holidays. Paired with busy holiday schedules and adverse weather, seasonal illnesses may make it harder to collect the blood hospital patients require this winter. So donors, especially those with type O blood and those giving platelets, can help bolster the blood supply by making an appointment to give in the coming weeks. There's no waiting period to donate blood after you receive a flu shot, and you can schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. There are upcoming blood donation opportunities tomorrow in Hill City from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Hill City High School, 1 Ring Neck Drive, and in Phillipsburg on Monday, December 19th from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Phillips County 4-H Building, North Highway 183. In Nebraska news, Lincoln police reported that they have recovered some of the gold coins that were stolen from an 82-year-old man's collection last week. On Tuesday, the man reported that 20 gold coins worth about $100,000 were stolen from his home near 70th Street and Pioneers Boulevard, and investigators later identified the thief as 49-year-old David Fricke, who knew the victim and had access to the home. According to police, Fricke was caught pawning the coins, and officers took him into custody on Saturday. The police said Fricke is currently being treated at a local hospital for unreported reasons and will be lodged in jail once he is medically cleared. Officers are still in the process of recovering the rest of the missing coins. The Nebraska State Patrol is investigating and charges are pending after a Sutherland man received disabling injuries to his hand following an explosion on Monday morning. According to the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office, early on Monday morning, deputies were called to Great Plains Health in North Platte after 55-year-old Charles Tetterman of Sutherland came to the emergency room with a wound from a gunshot or explosion. Deputies later spoke with the 47-year-old Sutherland man, who told them his friend, Tetterman, was messing around with a high-powered rifle shell and a piece of metal when he dropped both, leading to the shell going off. Tetterman received disabling injuries to his hand and was eventually transferred to another hospital for treatment. A search warrant was later obtained for Tetterman's residence, and a search found several explosive devices, several firearms, and a large amount of ammunition. Nebraska State Patrol bomb technicians were called in to remove the explosive devices. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office said Tetterman was prohibited from having firearms or ammunition. A bench trial is currently underway in Omaha for Angela Hawk, 36, of Riverdale, a self-proclaimed midwife charged in the death of an infant. Hawk is charged with child abuse resulting in death, and prosecutors said Hawk tried to deliver a breech baby at an Omaha home in June 2019 after the mother was in labor for 24 hours. She couldn't turn the baby around, and paramedics were called. The baby was born in an ambulance, but she was limp and had no pulse, and she lived for 2 days. Hawk does not hold any midwife license in Nebraska. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Although election season ended last month, in Phillips County, early voting for a January 4th special election will begin this Thursday, December 15th, and there will only be one polling place open for the entire county. The special election concerns a half-cent sales tax that's been in place for nearly two decades. For the past 17 years, a special sales tax has been in place for the Phillips County Economic Development Center to help grow new businesses, and it will be up for to voters in the half-cent tax continues. Phillips County Clerk Tina Deerking explained that it's a yes or no question. A yes is to continue to fund Phillips County Economic Development Center through the half percent sales tax, and a no is to go ahead and eliminate that half percent sales tax. Phillips County residents originally voted to implement the sales tax, but approaching two decades with it in place, some want it gone. Following early voting Thursday, voters on January 4th will go to the Huck Boyd Community Center, the lone polling site for the special election. The Norton County Hospital and Norton Medical Clinic want to remind the community that they are seeing a significant increase in influenza numbers. So, if you're sick or have a fever, you are asked to please stay home. A list of flu symptoms from the CDC includes fever or feeling feverish and chills, cough, sore throat, runny or stuffy nose, muscle or body aches, headaches, and fatigue or tiredness. Some people may have vomiting and diarrhea, though this is more common in children than adults. Flu symptoms usually come on suddenly, and people who have the flu often feel some or all of these symptoms. It's important to note that not everyone with the flu will have a fever. Influenza or the flu can cause mild to severe illness, and at times it can even lead to death. Anyone can get sick with the flu, even healthy people, and serious problems related to flu can happen to anyone at any age. But some people are at higher risk of developing serious flu-related complications if they get sick. This includes people 65 years and older, people of any age with certain chronic medical conditions, such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease, if you are pregnant, and children younger than 5 years, but especially those younger than 2 years. If you want your influenza vaccination, those are available at the Norton Medical Clinic or Norton County Health Department and Home Health. And if you need to see a provider, you can contact the clinic. More information is available at cdc.gov/flu/symptoms/symptoms. And the Norton County Hospital and Norton Medical Clinic wants everyone to be safe for the holidays. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting held on Wednesday, December 7th, a motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to recess the council meeting and go into a public city land bank meeting, and the motion carried. At 5:45 p.m., Chairman Ron Briery called the land bank meeting to order, and the land bank board of trustees present were Ron Briery, Andrew Black, Gerald Jones, Jerry Jones, Robert Bowman, Dennis Gilhausen, and Dean Little. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Jerry Jones to approve the November 3, 2021 land bank meeting minutes, and the motion carried. John Sanders stated that he's interested in acquiring the land bank property located at 309 West Wilton, and if he was able to obtain the property, he would like to relocate an existing home onto the property. City Administrator James Maru stated that specific property has been earmarked for Economic Development's housing program, which requires new construction on the lot. City Attorney Abigail Horn pointed out that last year the land bank adopted a purchase application and qualifications for purchasing land bank property with the goal of new construction. A discussion was held on the options available and the process going forward, and it was determined by the land bank board of trustees that John's plan does not meet the requirements for the land bank lots. A motion was made by Jerry Jones and seconded by Dennis Gohausen to nominate Ron Briery as chair of the land bank, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Jerry Jones and seconded by Dennis Gohausen to nominate Andrew Black as the vice chair of the land bank, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Jerry Jones and seconded by Gerald Jones to nominate Dean Little as the secretary treasurer of the land bank, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gohausen and seconded by Dean Little to approve the 2023 land bank budget, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black, directing City Administrator James Maru to contact a surveyor to move forward with having the land bank lots located at 406 South 2nd and 410 South 2nd surveyed, and the motion carried. Finally, a motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Robert Bowman to adjourn the land bank meeting, and the motion carried, and the council resumed their regular session at 6:03 p.m. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools: all day long, the Java Jive auditions. At 2:20 p.m., the Fall Awards Assembly. And at 7:30 p.m., the Junior Senior High Vocal Concert at the East Campus. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School: for lunch, you'll have corn dog, sweet potato tots, pepper strips, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chili frito, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be Mexi Tot Supreme, salad, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today: there is a slight chance of rain before 3 p.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m., and then a slight chance of snow after 4 p.m. There also some thunder could be possible and increasing clouds, with the temperature falling to around 30 by 5 p.m. Should be breezy today with a southeast wind at 15 to 25 miles per hour, becoming west in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 40 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 20%. For tonight, there's a 30% chance of snow, mainly before 10 p.m., and it should be mostly cloudy with the low around 18 and breezy, with a northwest wind around 25 miles per hour and gusts as high as 40 miles per hour, with little or no snow accumulation expected. On Wednesday, it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 33 and windy, with wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. And on Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 16 and blustery, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, for Thursday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 34 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 33 and breezy. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 39. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 38. And on Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 32. Currently, with fair skies, it is 39 degrees. The humidity is 65%. The wind speed is south at 17, with gusts to 26 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.32. The dew point is 28 degrees, and the wind chill is 30 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:24.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurring leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
A single gift can bring many holiday joys. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, get holiday celebrations off to a bright start with CU Money Visa gift cards. Share the one gift that can fit everyone's holiday dreams. Purchase one today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. Federally insured by NCUA.
KIA in Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Chiefs defense had a rough day against the Denver Broncos as they allowed Denver to score a season-high 28 points. And Matt Verderam of Fansided.com joined WIBW Radio in Topeka. He discussed what he saw out of the Chiefs defense on Sunday and what particular he felt they were doing wrong schematically that caused them issues against Denver.
My only real qualm with the team itself was as the game wore on, it became increasingly obvious Judy was the only guy who could beat man coverage. And the Chiefs, until very late in the game, refused to adjust to it. And I don't know why that is, but that's the problem. The players also bear fault. Like, you got to be able to make some plays here. And they did at times yesterday. Six sacks, two picks, touchdowns. So they did. But there are too many times in the game with the Chiefs with defense where they just fall apart for a quarter and a half. In the playoffs, that sends you home.
KIA in Sports, I am Fulton Castor.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so, you may think prescription opioids are the solution. The truth is, the benefits of opioids are limited. Opioids only mask the pain. Opioids also come with serious side effects, ranging from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose. As many as 25% of people who are prescribed opioids struggle with addiction. And those who are addicted to opioids are 40 times more likely to move on to heroin. No one wants to live in pain, but no one should put their health at risk to be pain-free. There is another choice, physical therapy. Physical therapists treat pain through movement and exercise, no warning labels required, and you get to be an active participant in your care. Choose to treat your pain safely. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com to find a physical therapist near you. This public service announcement is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Ag Weather and Market Report is being brought to you by the Solutions North Bank, with locations in Waukini, Hill City, Bogue, Norton, Stockton, and Lenora. Experts in ag lending, member FDIC.
Remember when you were younger? Vision of your future goals or dreams? Let the lending team at Solutions North Bank help make those goals and dreams a reality. Are you finally ready to expand your farming operation? Maybe you are ready to take the leap and open your own business. No matter what your end vision includes, SNB has the lending tools to help. Stop by and visit with a member of our lending team today. Solutions North Bank. Solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This morning, a strong low-pressure system is making its way across the plains. We're seeing some scattered showers and a few thunderstorms, especially in southeastern Kansas. Those will continue to drift north and east. Already, we've had over an inch of rain in and south of Hutchinson. and we're approaching that in northeastern Kansas. The north-central part of the state has seen some pretty decent rainfall amounts as well. Wind advisory goes into effect over central Kansas today. The extreme northwestern corner of the state, Cheyenne County, is in a blizzard warning with a winter